Time for another Piano Puzzler. I'm in our studio with composer Bruce Adolph. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone to try to guess both the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Abigail Cross is calling from Somerville, Massachusetts, in the outskirts of Boston. Hi, Abigail.
Hi.
Great to have you with us today.
Thanks.
You're a music librarian.
Yes.
But I understand that you also know a little something about ice skaters.
I wouldn't say that. But I am a composer, and my recent work is a short chamber opera called Tanya and Nancy the Opera.
About Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
That's right.
So just out of curiosity, did Nancy and Tanya come to see your opera?
There's going to be one in Portland, Oregon, which, of course, is Tanya's hometown. So she may show up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'd put extra security in your hotel room.
Yes.
Well, Abigail, great to have you with
us.
Thank you. I don't know what's coming either, so if you need some help, we can work on this together.
Oh, good.
Okay, so Abigail, here's your piano puzzler.
Thank you.
Abigail, any first thoughts about this piano puzzler?
It's difficult. Let's see. The compositional style reminds me of the Chopin Raindrop Prelude, but I think that would be too easy. So
yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing with those repeating chords in the left hand and a melody on top, although the harmonies are ones that Chopin would never have used.
Exactly.
That's right, right. Well, the texture, yes. But the harmonies, you're both right. The harmonies are not what Chopin would have used, but they are what somebody else would have used. and they also, the idea of a long tune on the top with these repeated chords is not unique to Chopin.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking about Debussy?
No, we're not. But Debussy and Ravel both lead towards this person.
Huh. Okay.
So obviously he's after that.
Then it must be Messiaen.
It must be Olivier Messiaen.
Yes, I think that Messiaen uses simple chords, but they're connected in a way that is not major or minor or parallel like Debussy. It's actually connected in this case through a scale called the octatonic scale. It's a symmetrical scale.
So Olivier Messiaen, the great French composer. So I suspect that the tune that we're still looking for might be a familiar tune, but slowed down how we're used to hearing it.
It's so slow, it's almost unbearable.
Well, can we hear it again so we can try to guess the tune?
Yes. I'll do it a little faster. How's that? Now, actually, that's the whole tune, believe it or not, which is still a little slower than you would normally hear it. I'm not sure if you know it or not.
Nope.
It's an old American folk tune. Fred, do you know that one?
I don't think I know that one.
I guess I heard a lot of folk music when I was a kid. I heard, you know, as I mentioned in some other programs, the Weavers and Pete Seeger and Burl Ives. And this is a song called I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow.
Of Constant Sorrow.
Isn't that a beautiful title?
Mm. Oh, that's lovely.
It's a beautiful title, and it seems to fit so well in some ways with the world of Olivier Messiaen.
Yes, it does. And it also tends towards the theological or the religious, which Messiaen's music.